Coming to the Warner Theater May 5th through the 13th, on the main stage is The Full Monty. This is the full show. It contains adult language. There's nudity and adult themes. But it is a fun show and a great show. And with us today, we have Michael Berkeley and Eve Van Sickle that have joined us here. Nice to see you guys again.
Nice to see
back
you, Marshall.
At you, Marshall.
So,
good morning.
So now this is a major project for you here, Michael, being involved in this.
I love this show. I've done it before. I did it at Triarts at the Sharon Playhouse years ago, and it was quite wonderful. It's a great story.
It's hysterical.
It's funny.
It's hysterical. You know, I'm always curious about how, because I know it started in North England. The story was originally from North England. But there's so many great Buffalo lines in this.
Well, it's reset in Buffalo. It's about these guys who are out of work and how they deal with their wives and,
each other.
Relationships going and each other.
Yeah.
Now the difference, there's got to be a whale of difference from doing it in the Sharon Playhouse and then on a stage like the Warner Theater.
Well, their stage is huge. Yeah. Yeah. 2,000 seats. And I thought, oh, my God. I remember when I did Follies there, I thought, how can I fill this theater?
And furthermore, when we rehearse in a smaller space, and all of a sudden you get into the Warner, and you're galloping across stage,
It's huge.
Giant steps.
But it works very well. The set's gorgeous, and we have the full orchestra from the original production, and it's very exciting.
Well, you always great love cast. Working with live with orchestras. I mean, that's
well,
the only
way
to go.
It's called a musical. So you need music. Uh-huh.
So when did you first start working on this? Because I looked at the cast, and it's actually a pretty big cast.
Well, because they hire all people from the community, from this pretty
large
catchment
community,
area.
Really, yeah.
They don't work during the day. So we rehearse at 7 o'clock at night 3 times a week. And we've been doing that since.
We're like teachers. Everyone's got a job. Everyone works until 4 or 5 o'clock.
But if it's very organized, and it is with this director, Roxy Quinn, and with this musical director, Michael Berkeley, stuff gets done very quickly and efficiently, and we use the time very well.
Do you still get, now May 5th is not that far away, do you still get that maybe anxiety or feeling of excitement? Leading up to the show?
Absolutely.
I'm a nervous wreck, of course.
Absolutely. Well, I have a line in this, which is actually, why am I nervous? No one's going to be looking at me, but I'm still nervous,
If I wasn't nervous, I'd think something was wrong. I mean,
I think it's part of the thing. It really is.
You want to make sure everything works, because there are things that could go wrong. And it's live theater.
And you step out of one life and really literally into another. We become other people as soon as we go through that door somewhat.
The magic of theater.
The magic of theater, yes.
Now, once again, at the Warner Theater, on the main stage, this is the big house.
The big one.
The Full Monty, May 5th through the 13th. Of course, you can go to warnertheater.org for more information. But on our podcast site, On Demand, if you go to that and you click on this interview and you click on the big picture of the Full Monty, that'll take you right for the tickets right then and there. Uh-huh. So there's a lot of different ways to find out about tickets and more information. So now how has this all come together in both your eyes, one as musical director and one as person on the stage? Why don't we start with you first, Eve?
Well, I think the most fascinating thing was the way Roxy Quinn chooses to direct, because she and Michael worked kind of privately with all the musical numbers. So nobody really understood anybody else's musical number unless they were in it. And then it started coming together. And when it first started coming together, nobody knew anything except their musical number. So we were sort of strangers. And I love what happens. What happens where you really start caring about people. Jake, who's the son of the fellow who organizes the whole business, is such a consummate professional. He's been on the stage, I think, for at least 6 years, 7 years.
How old is he?
I think he's just like 13 or 14.
Yeah, he's the young one in the show.
And he is absolutely brilliant. And people just, they come around to these parts as if they were cut right out of their ass, if I can say that on
you
radio.
Can say that.
Okay. So it's this miracle thing, and it's hysterical.
And I'm always amazed at the talent that we end up getting at this theater, at the Warner Theater. because they are not professionals, although many of them have worked professionally.
They work all the time. They work constantly.
But they work, and they're good. They're so talented. I'm really impressed.
And I'm always amazed that so many people can actually put theater into their lives. They manage to do it. They have a job. They have three shows. Rob is going to do a show as soon as one closes. Juliet's doing another show right now. You know, it's amazing to me.
Now for you, Michael, working with different choreographers and directors and everything, is it hard to mesh? Is it easy to mesh? Because you work with so many with what you're doing with so many different directors and choreographers with a different show, and each one must have vastly different ideas of what's going to happen.
Yeah, I think so very much. I love that's one of the things I love about theater is that there's always a new group of creative talent.
I love her name, Roxy Quinn.
She's fabulous.
She's got to be in theater, right?
She's fabulous. And her, can I mention it? That her husband is actually in the play.
Oh yeah.
So the complications between people are fabulous. Relationships between people in this are hysterical, and there are some people, for example, like Zach, whose face you cannot stop looking at. He's compellingly funny.
They're all
heartbreaking,
different and interesting. Yeah,
really. Yeah, the guys are just so diverse, and to see them come together when they move together, my heart breaks. I mean, I'm supposed to be the person who rounds them up and makes them a team, and they are blowing me away. They really are. They're fabulous.
You know, it's so funny, Michael. People concentrate when they think of the Full Monty. They concentrate on the nudity.
I was going to mention that.
But there's a lot of great music that.
Yes, there is stripping, and yes, it's about strippers, and yes, they do go full Monty, which means all the way, the six guys, but the show is not about that.
No.
The show is about relationships and these guys struggling to make their lives better, and there's beautiful music and lyrics, wonderful lyric writing.
Really, amazing.
And fabulous relationships, and the story is told in a very funny, clever, tight way. And that makes it much more than just a show about a bunch of guys that happened
and
to strip.
And that, you know, that was the other thing. When we were doing rehearsals in the space, Roxy would throw people out in the hall and say, get your relationship together. So they're real. You know, the tensions between people are built already by them dancing together, by them saying things over and over.
Well, years ago, I did see it when I was at the Sharon Plaza. And what amazed me is it starts off where you feel depressed and anxious and upset with the characters. But by the end of the show, and this is what I mean about, you can throw the nudity and stuff that away. By the end of the show, you feel good because they're heroes. That's the whole thing about the show that I think you have to stress to people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, they become heroic. Yeah. They really do. You know, it's a wonderful thing to see.
And there's lots of humor in it as well. I mean, and we can use that nowadays.
We sure can.
We can, yes.
With what's going on.
A good laugh is really needed.
That once again is the Full Monty on the main stage at Warner Theater, May 5th through the 13th. Tickets are available at warnertheater.org. Or as I said, you can go to our on-demand page, On Demand, Robin Hood Radio On Demand interviews and the interview for the Full Monty, and you can click on the image there and get your tickets that way. And all I could say is, hey, good luck to both of you. Break legs and have a lot of fun.
We are.
Thank you, Marshall. We will do that.